Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dead center of the work week. Man, how do we get here? I suppose back-to-back shows featuring national champions, and that'll do it. Not to mention the whole fiasco that was getting up to Syracuse, and loved the eclipse, loved teaching my class for the first time, and excited to get to know more about my students. But then the whole Comrex frying and dying in the middle of a show, I mean, it, what else can we pack in? Jay's had two flat tires on the same tire, actually. It's been one heck of a week, and it's only the midway point. Oh, no. They Ouch. Say bad things come in threes. Have we done the bad things yet? I don't actually know that the eclipse certainly wasn't a bad thing, but the commute up and back to Syracuse was pretty rough because it was gobs and gobs of people going each way. So that was rough. The 90 minutes of sleep, all right, that was tough. Definitely the Comrex frying and dying, that was humiliating and required some improv.
Losing your bag.
Well, I didn't lose it.
Right.
I misplaced it for 10 minutes. It just had an elevator ride up and down a couple times. I guess kind of like a roller coaster for a tote bag, I suppose.
It needs to have some fun, too.
And Jay's flat tires. I don't think we can pack anything more to this.
Please not.
Yeah.
Please no more.
Weirdly enough, I will be in Western New York, minus the million people and the eclipse, coming up on Saturday night into Sunday. Going to see Niagara Falls on Sunday. Again, not for the eclipse. Could you imagine if we had accidentally booked? Because I was paying zero attention to the fact that a million people were flocking to Niagara Falls in Western New York for this eclipse. Never, had no clue. In fact, Jay and I didn't even get the glasses till Friday. I mean, we were just not locked in. No. Sometimes we're oblivious to other major events. Not always, but in this case, while we knew there was an eclipse, I don't think either one of us realized that it was such a big deal. Not our department. This is not our department. The science comes from another department. Anyway, I'm glad we participated. I'm so thankful that Jay picked up some glasses. My niece celebrated her birthday on Tuesday. And she actually said there was such a hullabaloo about it at her office. Everyone went outside. Now, this is in Northern Virginia. But everyone went outside. They were able to watch it. They kind of shut down work and everyone went outside. You know, schools all over the country, they had their kids out early or kids were outside. But Deanna said that she didn't have glasses. She just, again, wasn't really paying much attention either. And if not for the fact that her coworkers had glasses, she would have not been able to see it. So, yeah, I mean, I think we weren't the only oblivious ones, but could you imagine if, because last weekend was my birthday, if the Hubs and I had booked our trip to Niagara Falls last weekend thinking, oh, it's a nice weekend to get away. Now, we wouldn't have because of the Final Fours, and I always have to deal with the Final Four around my birthday, so I hardly ever take time off at my birthday, but still, if we had accidentally booked our trip to Niagara Falls,
The whole thing.
Gosh, what?
It would have ruined the whole thing because you weren't going there. If you were going there to enjoy the falls and the area around the falls, which would have just been inundated with people, you wouldn't even got to enjoy it.
We have tickets for the boat, the Maid of the Mist. We're going to get all wet. It'll be so fun. He hates the cold, so he might need to wear multiple layers and a rain gear. But yeah, not a reindeer, but rain gear. So that would have been awful. A million people crowded onto Niagara Falls. It would have been like the Mall of America at Christmas time.
You might have not even gotten on the Maid of the Mist, the ride.
That's true, because they don't actually let you book a time. What they let you do is buy tickets, and then you show up there, and it's first come, first serve for the next boat that's available. I've done it, but not since I was in my 20s, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that would have stunk. I think you picked a better weekend.
Again, thankful for the Final Four, because we would not have gone up there during that anyway. Just happened to miss the crazy, hectic chaos. No way. And Buffalo's not a big city as it is, that I'm interested to hear more from people who live in Western New York and even in Buffalo or around Niagara Falls. In fact, since I'll be up there this weekend, I may just ask people, so what was it like last weekend?
Are you going to get buffalo wings?
Of course. Of course. I've had buffalo wings from Buffalo because I not only went to Syracuse as a grad student, but then I worked in Rochester for a year plus. So I have definitely had buffalo wings. Never been to a game at what is now Highmark Stadium, but I've done shows in Buffalo, and so I'm familiar with the area. It's not a big area. It's not a big city. So I'm looking forward to getting back there because I really like it, but it's going to be a new experience for the Hubs, and so we'll do buffalo wings. We'll do Niagara Falls and walk around the town. We're staying in the Allentown? I think it's the Allentown neighborhood of Buffalo, if that makes sense to anyone. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything to my Twitter or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. We're just 30 minutes away now. And then on our Facebook page as well, you're looking for the bright orange box with a thought bubble. Ask Amy Anything. It's not part of the rebrand, in case you have any idea what I'm talking about. Before we move on and actually let you hear from Tiger Woods as he gets set to tee off in the Masters, why he thinks he can win, Floyd is in San Francisco. Floyd, welcome to After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. Hey, I want to talk about a future Hall of Famer, but not Caitlin Clark, the one we're all talking about. I want to talk about this Amy Lawrence person. And
I don't know about that. She's destined for any Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, thank you. But you're going to be setting an example for a lot of people as you go off on your honeymoon at this point in your career, including my daughter, my daughter-in-law, and my three granddaughters.
Aww.
So yeah. So just a couple of thoughts. I'll explain this because you might know what it is, but your listeners won't all know what it is. If I kidnap someone, I send out a proof of life photo or video to show that they're still going. So when you land on your honeymoon,
yes,
my suggestion is that you send out, I'm here, I'm happy, you will hear from me in 2 weeks.
I like it.
And then surprise people on a positive sense. Just before you take off to come home, send a couple photos, a couple comments, maybe a little video about your time before you get on the plane.
Okay.
So that says, I care about you. I love you. I've been thinking about you, but I needed a break.
Wait, is this for fans or is this for my family?
No, you got like three levels, right? You got family, you got extended family and friends, and then you got all of us out here.
Oh,
right?
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
So for the first level and maybe some of the second level, you say, okay, I've been out here. It's been great. I will reach out to you in a couple of weeks, you know, when I settle back in and catch up on work
because your
big audience is all out here. So just to hold them off. And this is two things. It protects you and it's a test going forward, because the people who can't accept this and keep pinging you and bombarding you, they may love you, but they aren't self-actualized to where they can leave you be. The people who say, Amy, go, enjoy yourself, reach out to me in a month, like, those are the people who will advise you and take care of you going forward. So those are all just some thoughts to keep you going, because you are such a resource for those of us who don't always stay up late, who have jobs and families and everything. But when we do stay up late, here you are and slinging it, smart opinions, up to date, really appreciate it. So please take a break.
Oh, I definitely will. It's funny that you say that, Floyd, because when I was younger in my career, I had FOMO, essentially. I was worried that it wasn't just about the sports. I was worried that I would miss something so big and not be around to talk about it on the radio. And then, oh no, I would miss this opportunity to prove what I know and to capitalize on some major storyline. And then I got to the point where, and so I had a hard time taking vacation. And when I would take vacation, I wouldn't check out. This is even prior to social media. But then once social media became a part of my career, it became even more stressful in that respect, that I was worried I would miss something. But I went on this cruise in 2008, I believe it was, with an uncle and two aunts. And I remember this is when it really started to change for me, was that we had closed circuit TV in our stateroom. My aunt and I were down below the water level, so it was great sleeping, actually.
Yeah.
But we had this closed circuit TV, and for the entire cruise, which was 8 days, the same storyline on what was kind of their closed circuit ESPN was whether or not Brett Favre would retire. And there was someone posted up in his yard. I think it might have been Ed Werder, if I remember correctly. And the whole time, that was the number one story the entire length of our cruise. And so I remember coming back and thinking, you know what? There's really not a whole lot that's new, number one. Number two, sports are always going to be there. And so when I mentor young broadcasters, whether women or men, I try to impress upon them that take your time away because you need it for your mental and emotional health. This job, this career takes so much out of you. It takes hours that a lot of people don't have to spend because of the games that we have to watch. And then in addition to that, it's a rat race when it is going, right? It's nights, it's weekends, it never stops. And so just trust me, sports will be there when you get back. It's okay to take a break because you're not going to miss anything. The same storylines, they'll still be playing out when you get back. And you're better for it because you took time off.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. Well, I appreciate the counsel. Maybe I'll do this. I'll do that. Hey, I'm here. Look. Actually, see, the thing is our first stop before we get to the Big Island, which is where we're spending the majority of the trip, because we're big into the water, the volcanoes, the hiking, the gardens, that kind of stuff. So we're going to the Big Island, but I can't go all this way to Hawaii and not see Pearl Harbor and the USS Arizona. And so the very first thing we do, so we land on a Wednesday afternoon, and then on Thursday we are headed to Pearl Harbor and the USS Arizona. We got the tour. So that would probably be the place where I would want to share a photo just because it's so significant.
Wonderful.
As a history buff, but also as someone who just, who just admires the men and women who serve.
Well, anyone who weds into a situation like you're in, they are by definition connecting with an insane person. So, give them a little support around that. And I really like what I'm hearing of your plans. Go do it.
All right. Well, thank you, Floyd. That was a fun conversation. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
He didn't say how old his daughter-in-law, and his granddaughters, but it's fun to be either a girl dad or a grandfather to girls. It's funny because when I was younger, way, way younger, I'm trying to think when my best friend and I would have had this conversation, my best friend who did the cupcakes for our wedding. Let's see, it would have been probably late high school, early in college, and we would talk about getting married and having kids, of course, and she wanted girls because she's a girly girl and knew very little about sports. I mean, she knew what I played, but that was pretty much it. And then I wanted boys because I felt like that was my wheelhouse. She ends up with two boys, which is really funny. And now I just want girls because my nieces are amazing and I would rather be the mom to a girl for so many reasons. Nothing to do with boys. They're amazing. I married one, but I really want to be the mother to a girl. And so it's really funny how life changes you and your perspective changes. And I think it is a really neat to have conversations with or to connect with men who are so proud to be fathers of daughters, like the guy who called us on our last show to tell us about the experience with it was a 9-year-old daughter, right? 9 or 10-year-old daughter, and how they watched the eclipse together and how she was just over the moon excited. And he's been teaching her about space since she was little and she had so many questions and they got to experience that eclipse together. Man, what a story. I mean, that's priceless. It's a memory they both will have for the rest of their lives. All right. It wasn't even Ask Amy Anything, and we got into that. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, to send your questions for Ask Amy. And then on our Facebook page as well. What do I want to do next? Actually, Tiger Woods is talking about the Masters and his 26th appearance. How about that? 5 green jackets, 26th appearance at Augusta National as a participant, as a competitor. And he still thinks he can win. We'll let you hear from him as the Masters tees off the par 3 competition in mere hours.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Last year was kind of didn't know if I was going to play again at that time. For some reason, everything kind of came together, and I kind of pushed it a little bit, and I was able to make the cut, which was nice. And yeah, I don't know how many more I have in me. So just to be able to appreciate the time that I have here and cherish the memories.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tiger Woods before the 2023 Masters, and now here we are a year later, and he is about to tee off in his 26th tournament at Augusta National. Of course, he's a 5-time champion, and even though he's only played, gosh, a handful of holes on the PGA Tour this season, his last tournament was, actually, it seems like it was 2 months ago, February sometime. And remember, he had to withdraw because of the flu. So he didn't complete the entire tournament, but he has been there in Augusta. He's had a couple of practice rounds with his buddies, Justin Thomas and Fred Couples. And he thinks that he still has a legitimate shot to capture yet another green jacket.
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more. Want me to describe that any more than that, or we're good?
So having fun with reporters who asked him, you know, do you feel like you can win? Well, if everything comes together, I can get one more. Could you imagine? In 2019, I thought the world might explode.
It was one of the coolest moments in sports.
Oh,
I can remember.
Man, I mean, that was right before the world completely changed. But what a moment in 2019. Maybe the sports story of the year. And that includes, it came a week after Virginia rallied to win the national championship in men's college basketball following the loss to a 16 seed the year before, right? So we had one heck of an April in 2019. And maybe it's because 2020 was going to be so stark and so bleak in April that we needed that. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So 5 green jackets. But why do you still want to play in this tournament?
This tournament has meant so much to me in my life and my family. I think I've been playing here for 29 years now. And It was the ultimate to be able to stay in the crow's nest and to watch Byron and Sam and Gene tee off on the first hole. And it's been a part of my life to have won here as my first major as a pro. Hugging my dad, as you saw, and then full circle in 19 to hug my son. It has meant a lot to my family. It's meant a lot to me.
The highlights keep popping up, of course, because we'll see the Masters coverage take over ESPN and then CBS on the weekend. And as he's talking about that, there is a video playing, right? So he must have been able to see what was happening. The video of first him hugging his dad with his first Masters championship and then hugging his son who was wearing the red shirt in 2019. And now, of course, his son is an accomplished golfer in his own right. And Tiger mentions 29. That's because he played as an amateur. I mean, he was there as a junior as well. So 30 years of Masters history. And it's been so different the last couple of years, of course, but just to have him there gives the tournament a great lift. So he had the accident in February of 21. Wow, is it really 3 years ago? Goodness. So he had that accident in Los Angeles. And since then has had a bunch of different surgeries. Remember, his foot was essentially crushed. His foot and his lower leg were crushed, had to be rebuilt. Just the idea of walking without pain or without a limp became a major goal for Tiger Woods. And he's had to withdraw from a couple of tournaments because he can't complete the walking. Right? He can't get around without limping. It's not just the golf. It's about, and that, of course, that puts pressure on the leg that was reconstructed. But it's also about the walking. And the Masters is such a difficult and challenging, hilly, undulating is the word, not inundated. I combined two there. Undulating greens that force you to climb and descend and climb. And so he withdrew from the Masters because he was dealing with pain in his right ankle. That goes back to last year. The year before that, it was because he had, maybe it was the year before that he had to withdraw. Either way, he's made the cut since he returned from the accident, but he's struggled with the Masters and with Augusta National because of the physical requirement, the having to be in shape and the physical toll that it was taking on his body. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Love to hear him talk about the sport. He's now an old dude, right, at 48 years old. Remember, Phil Mickelson won a major at 50, but he was the oldest who'd ever done it. And so now you've got Tiger Woods, who recognizes that these opportunities, well, they're fewer and farther between, right? Because he's said, maybe if I can play a tournament a month. That didn't even happen in March. He skipped March altogether. But to know that everything has to come together perfectly, well, that changes your approach to the tournaments.
I love golf. I do. I've always loved it. I played other sports growing up, but I just have always loved the sport. And I love to compete and be able to have the love I have for the game and the love for competition be intertwined. I think that's one of the reasons why I've had a successful career. I just love doing the work. I love logging the time in, and I love preparing. I love competing, and I love that feeling when everything's on fire with a chance to win, and you either do or you don't.
Speaking of fire, he actually said that he prefers it to be hot and humid when he plays. And there's a chance. I mean, it's April, but it's in Georgia. And so there is a chance that they're going to get warm and humid and hot. I guess that's what the forecast is calling for. And he admits, this is hard to hear, but with everything his physical body has gone through, he says, I ache every day. Think about that as he goes and tries to walk what is this treacherous trek and this hilly trek. And I didn't know this. 6 miles. 6 miles is how far you have to walk to get through 18 holes at Augusta National. And so now you've got forecasts that are calling for warmer temps, 70s to 80s. not like last year where it was rainy and it was cold, if I remember correctly. It was just a completely different, experience at Augusta National. He has made the cut, but it's just, it's taken such a toll on him that since the accident and all the surgeries, he's been unable to compete with the leaders. But I love this. It's your Masters nerd alert. He can set a new record in this tournament if he makes the cut, because it would be 24 straight Masters in which he's made the cut. He is right now tied with his friend Freddie Couples and Gary Player. And so if he makes the cut and plays through the weekend, it will be 24 straight. Now, not 24 years in a row, but his 24th straight tournament, because he has missed some years, of course, with going back to back surgeries and everything that happened with his family and now, of course, the accident. So he's not been there every year, but he's always the draw. The Masters is thankful to have him, of course, and he's thankful to be there. It's just that it's no longer easy for him. It always was a challenging track, even though the Masters would try to lengthen it and do this and do that. I mean, it challenges you. But one of the unique qualities about it is that the tournament is played the same golf course every year, right? And so it's iconic, it's legendary, it's pristine, it's obviously elitist at times. I mean, it's a bucket list item for me to be able to attend. They limit the number of people who are there. It's a much more pristine course, and it's perfectly preserved. The history is rich. And then it's not a zoo. I mean, obviously they have fans there, but it's kind of this throwback. It's the OG, I think, even though golf didn't start there like it did across the pond. But it's just such a different place. And being able to see down Magnolia Lane when I was there in January, I didn't think it would be that big of a deal, but it absolutely was, to be that close and know about the history that has played out there. But it's not easy for him to get ready, and it's quite the run-up. Physically and mentally for him to be able to tee off on Thursday.
It's a daily adaption. We work at it each and every day, whether it's trying to loosen me up or strengthen me or it's just recovery. My practice sessions certainly aren't what they used to be. I used to live on the range or live on a short game facility and just be out there all day. That's no longer the case. And so I just have to be more focus on when I do get a chance to go out there and practice and really grind out and make every shot count, because I just really don't have the ball count in me anymore. So those adaptations have, hopefully I've made them for this week.
Did he say the ball count? So meaning pitch count, like kind of using a baseball analogy. I can't go into the seventh inning, right? I mean, he's obviously hitting golf balls, but just the idea, ball count versus pitch count, right? So when pitchers are stretching out in the spring, or when they're coming off an injury, or they're fatigued, or just generally in baseball in 2024, pitchers go into the fifth inning and then they're good. No, I'm being snarky. Ball count versus pitch count. This is not in any way similar to Tiger Woods, so please don't take it that way. But I do know that something that happens to me when I get on the course, or even when I get to the driving range, I take so many practice swings because I want to feel like it's good before I address the ball, that a lot of times I wear myself out before I get to the bottom of the bucket. And I'm just such a total idiot too. I will get two large buckets because I'm so excited and I want to be out there. I've got 100 golf balls in each bucket.
That's a lot.
And I'll get two large buckets. And then I take all those practice swings. So by the time I get through the second bucket, or even midway through the second bucket, my arms are about to fall off.
You ever take too many swings, like pre-round two, and then you start thinking about something that you weren't thinking about before in your swing, and then it ruins. So, like, watch a video.
Should have just stepped up there and addressed the ball on the first tee and knocked it out of the park. Well, there's another baseball analogy.
Grip it and rip it.
Yeah, that's right. Straight down the middle of the fairway, because you left that great swing on the practice tee. That's so true. All right, a couple of minutes left for you to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, We're going to have to change that name soon. Also, on our Facebook page, Jay gets so upset. He thinks we're going to get taken off the air when I say that. Except that it's out there, Jay. It's out there.
I'm not upset about that. Oh, okay. I just laughed.
You laughed. Gotcha.
Just so subtly thrown in there.
Yeah, you know me. I'm nothing if not subtle. Okay, so your chance to hear your questions answered, well, posed first by producer Jay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And then answered coming up next because it is the Hump Show.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Would you like to know if my stomach is growling at this hour? Well, yes. Yes, it is. I just all out of sorts. At least I was able to retrieve my work bag from the elevator after it had a couple of rides up and down all by itself. It's like losing your kid at the grocery store. My goodness. I have to check the elevators. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up, we'll dive back into the NBA. John Calipari talks about his departure from Kentucky. And if we can get to it, Justin Verlander has a theory about why so many aces are getting injured this spring in Major League Baseball. Thank you for your questions to both our show Twitter as well as our Facebook page. If you haven't seen it, we've got a variety of Ask Amy Anything videos on our YouTube channel, including the latest Ask Amy Walked Down the Aisle. I suppose we could do one post-honeymoon. Ooh,
it's gonna be
3 weeks.
Stories about Hawaii.
3 freaking weeks. I've wanted to go to Hawaii my entire life, and we are 3 weeks away with my partner in crime. Let's hope we don't get arrested, but partner in crime.
Well, you mentioned earlier this hour that you and Bob will be taking a road trip to Buffalo next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So Therese wants to know, who's the better wingman when driving long distance?
Wingman.
You or Bob?
Buffalo wings? Was that on purpose? Did she actually use wingman?
She did, yeah.
Okay.
Wingman, yeah.
Impressive. Who's the better wingman when driving? Oh, see, this is, I'm going to tell myself, I am a terrible passenger because I've spent the last, 30 years driving long distances on my own, right? So I'm not a good passenger for that reason because I'm just not used to sitting on the right side. But also, Jay, you know how stressful the traffic in New York and New Jersey, and I don't trust anybody else. And it's not him. It's just that I've been sideswiped 3 times. I've been hit and run twice. I've been rear-ended. My car's been in the shop. Every time I go outside, it looks like there's more paint that's been scraped off the side of my car, like somebody hit it and left. I have a hard time with it because My blood pressure goes up every time that I get behind the wheel of Princess Leia to drive in this, you know, New York metro traffic. And it's just hard for me to sit there and not have any control. So I'm not a great wingman. He's awesome. He keeps me company. We talk. Although sometimes he plays on his phone for like 10 minutes. What you doing over there? Aren't you supposed to be keeping me company?
I hate that.
Yeah,
I agree.
So I'll give him 10 minutes. But anyway, I'm the worst wingman, and he knows it, and I apologize. When he's particularly annoyed at me, he tells me I stress him out, which I feel bad about. So I'm trying. It's just, it's not a comfort zone for me. I suck at it.
I will say, when you let me drive Leia up to Boston when we went a few summers ago, I felt calm. You played good music.
Nice. Okay.
It was good.
Yeah, I was distracted by the music. Maybe that's it. Maybe I have to be worried about the playlist.
Maybe it's that.
All right.
All right, so now Mike wants to know, what's your go-to road trip snacks?
Oh, gosh. Well, we both adore Goldfish way too much. I mean, I think one of us is going to turn orange. Me. So we love Goldfish. We also really, well, he loves peanut butter crackers, right? So we have a lot of peanut butter crappers. That's what we have, peanut butter crappers.
That's after.
Sorry, babe. We also have trail mix. We're big into the Cajun trail mix, you know, the sweet corn and the Cajun spice on it. We do apples. We do bananas. So we try to be somewhat healthy. We always have spare coffee because I never travel without coffee, and he's also a coffee nerd. That was in our vows. I talked about how... I talked about coffee multiple times in my vows to him at the wedding because it's so significant in our relationship.
It's a necessity.
What else? Well, we're never that far away from cookies or some type of baked goods. So yeah, we're excited about our road trip and we'll have plenty of snacks because that's just how I roll. And now he has no choice.
Let's keep it food. John wants to know, do you prefer taco night or burger night?
Oh, gosh. I'll go tacos only because I love all the different elements. I'm a huge sour cream freak. I love it. Shredded mozzarella cheese, medium salsa. Sometimes I put bell pepper and mushrooms on my tacos. So I'm a big fan of tacos. And of course, on top, you have to have a little bit of depending on how you do your tacos, you can have tahini. If you've ever tried that, it's really good too. Anyway, so I love tacos. I do love burgers. He grills really well. If I can have a honking quarter pound cheeseburger with onion and tomato on top, well, that's pretty damn good too. He made venison burgers recently. Oh, those are so good. So good, Jay.
Well, we're going to keep it food. Ready for this one from Rich. Have you ever eaten waffles and ice cream with powdered sugar?
I haven't. I don't like waffles. I don't know why.
No.
I feel like the syrup sinks into the waffle spots and you don't end up tasting the syrup, and then it gets saturated and I try to put more. This is when I was a kid. I put more syrup on and then it just, yeah.
Drowns.
Right. I'm much, much more into pancakes. So pancakes and ice cream.
Sure.
I've done that before. Pancakes and ice cream. I don't know that I put the sugar on top, but I've definitely done the sweet pancakes. So gosh, cream cheese stuffed, you know, pancake, those kind of things. Well, they're folded over and they're stuffed with some kind of cream. I love good. Love pancakes. Chocolate chip pancakes, potato pancakes.
How about a crepe?
Yeah, they're thinner. They're okay. I've never made them, but my niece has made them, and obviously they're delicious.
One more with food. Darren wants to know, what was your favorite cereal when you were a kid, and what's your favorite cereal now?
Apple Jacks was my favorite cereal when I was a kid. My mom wouldn't let us eat it straight. It was like crack for kids, right? And so we had to mix it with Cheerios. But my brother would pull these kind of tricks. He would put like 4 Cheerios in the bottom of his bowl, and then the rest Apple Jacks, and I would always catch him. The other thing he would do, and because I was terrible at waking up in the mornings, and he knew there's only so much milk and so much Apple Jacks left in the box, he would know that I'd have to have like 3 calls from mom to wake up. So he would bounce out of bed, race downstairs, use all the Apple Jacks that he could put into one bowl. He might even have a second bowl, finish the milk except for maybe, I don't know, a teaspoonful in the bottom of the jug and put it back in the fridge that way. Jerk. The number of times that happened, at least once a month.
Sounds like a brother.
To pay me back, right? To teach me a lesson for not waking up right away.
Go to this one.
Paul, I have to tell my brother to listen to this.
Paul wants to know, what is the most satisfying thing that can happen as a professor when teaching your course?
Oh, well, I'm still pretty new at it, so I don't know that I've had all the cool things. But I will say that the nodding and the participating in class, so knowing that they're engaged is really satisfying. And last year, when they completed their final projects, and I could see and hear the progress that they had made from the beginning, that was also satisfying. And while a lot of the students don't do feedback, I mean, I never do feedback, right? When companies ask for it, because they're using it to track you. Like, I don't do Yelp reviews. The only reviews I do are on Airbnb. Those are the only ones I do. Anyway, I don't review a lot of products or services or companies, so I didn't really expect students to do that. But I got the most amazing feedback from a couple of students about how they never do the professor reviews, but they were doing it for me because they were so engaged. And now a few of them have kept in touch with me, which I think is also really gratifying. And I now understand why my mom makes such a big deal about the relationships with her students that carry on once they've graduated. So, yeah, those are a couple of things.
Nice. This comes from Academy Theater. It wants to know, do you have any mistakes in your life or career that you're now glad you made?
Any of them? Mistakes in my life or career? Any of them?
Any.
My gosh, I think I spent my entire 20s filling up with mistakes and regrets. But about my career, that's an interesting question. I will say this, and I've not ever talked about this on the air, and I'm not going to give details because it does involve a particular company, and that company has a manager. I guess you'd call it a mistake. When I was traveling for basketball on TV, this is over 10 years ago, there was a producer that was kind of a blowhard, you know, the type, right? Just, I don't know if he had an issue with women. I'm not sure if he just had to be in control. I'm not sure if it was little man's disease.
Combination of everything.
Yeah, I don't really know. But I didn't know much about him. I encountered him for the first time. I was coming off a really rough, like, road trip, like a turnaround, a flight. It got delayed. I had been working somewhere else the day before. It's just a really bad travel experience. And so instead of adhering to the very strict like call sheet and times that he gave me, kind of knowing that people show up and it takes a while, blah, blah, I wrote him an email and I was a little bit late because I had to get some coffee. And then when I got there, everyone else had eaten and I just wanted to have a quick bite. And I remember that he got pretty ticked at me. I didn't really like the first thing that we put on tape. We were taping the open for the game, and I didn't really like it, and I asked him to do it again, and I didn't make much of a stink about it, but I was kind of frustrated that he wouldn't let me retape it, because there was nothing else going on, right? So he comes out to talk to me and to essentially lambaste me and tell me how all the reasons, like, I was late, I was this, I was that, and even though I had reasons for them, as opposed to trying to talk to him about it, I remember I just kind of shut down, and because it was because I was trying not to cry, because I was exhausted, he was yelling at me. And he went and he told the schedule, well, the manager, the boss, about how I was a terrible person to work with and this and that. And I defied his orders and all this stuff. And they actually pulled me off some games and never gave me a chance to work again. And so in retrospect, since I didn't know him, I should have done whatever I needed to do to make sure I was there on time. And I had the reasons, but because I didn't know him and it was a new crew, I should have stuck to the plan, and I didn't. I gave myself some leeway. Like I said, I was desperate for coffee. I was exhausted. And I just, yeah, I cost myself a couple of opportunities because I didn't stick to what he told me to do. I ran into the wrong guy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Wow. Let's go into here from Wood. He wants to know, to unwind, do you prefer long walks or a good movie?
Oh, well, if I'm unwinding, I'm not doing exercise. So if I'm unwinding, I prefer to be on a couch with some popcorn and some pets and now the Hubs and watching a good movie.
This comes from John. He asks, if there was a championship game for movie genres, what would be the championship matchup? Action, comedy, crime, drama, documentary, horror, animation,
sci-fi? Oh, gosh. I'm going to say historical documentary and crime drama, or like a spy, some kind of a spy novel, well, a movie from a spy novel. So something like Bourne. Obviously, Star Wars is amazing, but I don't like other science fiction besides Star Wars, really. Lord of the Rings is pretty good. But so I would say, yeah, I'd go with historical documentary, probably a war doc, and then opposing that would be some type of a spy or crime movie.
Last one before rapid fire. Randy wants to know, what's your favorite tree?
A white birch.
Really?
See them all over the places in New Hampshire. Yeah, it's amazing. You'll see a forest of brown and green, and then in the middle of it, a white birch. I have it on a poster, and my mom gave it to me when I was in high school. It says, to be different is often a wonderful thing.
Wow.
Wow, wisdom that I had no idea would be so significant in my life.
Rapid fire. Sneezing or coughing?
Sneezing? Except it make you pee if you're not careful.
Sort by price or sort by rating?
Sort by price.
Crossword puzzles or Sudoku?
Wordle.
All right. Rock opera or rock concert?
Rock opera.
Batting cages or driving range?
Driving range, baby!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.